Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello there. And welcome to All Things Therapy Podcast. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. It is the week of September 11th, and I remember exactly where I was on 9/11 when the Twin Towers went down. And do you remember where you were? It was riveting and shocking, and really changed our world in so many ways. So I just want to take the beginning of this show this week to honor those families and the first responders and everyone affected, and just acknowledge you with this moment of silence and love and sending you peace. On my mind this week was to do a quick solo episode having to do with having confidence in yourself and what that looks like, what that sounds like and feels like. To share what that is for me, I recently was interviewed in an article asking about how I view goals and their achievement and success and confidence. And I found myself writing the answers and just wanting to share some of that with you for your consideration. To me, confidence building is a lifelong experience that we're always in connection with and to our confidence. And growing that, I have grown my confidence through doing things like this, doing All Things Therapy Podcast. Having a guest has always been easier for me because the focus can be on someone else. And I love conversation. I love digging in, asking people why they are the way they are. It's what motivated me to become a therapist and healer, is to really dig in and learn and have these co-creations. So for me to do solo shows like this, this has been confidence building for me because it's not as natural, honestly, as when I do have a guest. But it's important because I get to have time with you and you get to have time with me. I can share some more of myself. And the things that have helped me the most in growing my confidence have been identifying a goal, identifying something I really want to experience. And I used to think of it as this is goal achievement. I am achieving this goal by taking baby steps. And while that language on one hand might be accurate, it's become easier for me to view achieving my goals. Instead of achieving them, I'm allowing them. And play with that language for a moment in your own mind. What feels different to you when you think of goal achievement on the right and goal allowance on the left? Allowing your goals to unfold through you. To me, that's more collaborative with the universe, with other people, allowing others to help and be brought forward to come into my vicinity through a conversation I might have with a friend or a colleague or even a client. And there's an idea, there's a lead that helps me get to what it is I want to live, experience, achieve, but through allowing it. It's a softer process. It's not doing it alone. And sometimes we feel like our goals are something we are achieving alone. And though we might be by ourselves writing that book, writing out the podcast notes, we might be sitting solitarily at our desk or table, we're always in concert with unseen forces. And that, for me, that acknowledgement, that connection is what shifted goal achievement to goal allowance. I'm allowing what I want to unfold in my life with more ease and less effort. And the effort I do put in, the writing, the researching, it comes from a place of more flow state and less grinding it out. I spent lots and lots of years grinding things out. I have no regret about them. It has taught me, they have taught me, I have a lot of resilience. I have a lot of determination. And those are really good traits for those of you that have them too or want to develop them. I encourage you to do that, to set a goal further out than where you are and start chipping away at it, but ask for guidance, ask for clarity, ask for aid and assistance, ask for it to be easy. We are not taught that life can be easy. Life can be easier. It can flow from ease. That's what flow state is. It's really doing the things that our life calls us to do, but from a place where it's like this energy coming through us, that it feels uplifting, that it feels exciting, it feels happy and joyful. And that's the key, I think, to happiness and success ongoingly, where people say things like, when you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. What they're talking about is living from a flow state. And that's where the ease comes, where you feel like really lit up and happy doing what you're doing. And nothing changed but you, how you perceive it, how you feel about it. And to me, that builds great confidence in you and ourselves and in life, a trust and a belief that life is here. There is an energy of life that wants to sustain you, that wants to help you. And I've been tapping into that more and more every day through meditations, through asking, closing my eyes, and do it now with me if you can. This is the work. It's aligning our thoughts with our beliefs and our actions. And that summons life force through us and to us in all kinds of ways. And that's what we really want. That's what ease is. And I invite you, ease, into my life. I invite you into the lives of those watching and listening to this show right now. And we just make ourselves available to the flow state. It's not just for certain people. It's for all of us. And it takes quieting the mind a bit to tap into that information. I hear it kind of like as this little voice in the back right of my head, near my ear, if you will. Like that part of my body is where these intuitions and thoughts come up. Like, aha, that's the next step to take. And I invite you to see what this practice of inviting a flow state, inviting ease, inviting allowance into your life, how that shapes your daily routine and your work life and your relationships. To invite this energy into every area of your life. And I believe in nutrition and exercise as well as mindset that I'm speaking about. Nutrition and exercise are so important. And a favorite product of mine is Magic Mind. It's a little 2-ounce shot. It's a nootropic, which just means this is a brain health drink. Contain things like cordyceps mushrooms, lion's mane mushrooms. You're hearing and seeing a lot of this on social media. Several products as well that offer nootropics. Magic Mind is unique because they also have in this 2-ounce shot echinacea, vitamin C, ashwagandha, and all of these ingredients help your body and your mind to focus, to have clarity. I feel relaxed as I drink it. And I take the shot and I've been mixing it with just water. And I drink it next to my morning coffee because the L-theanine, a compound in Magic Mind, helps extend the positive effects of caffeine without jitteriness. So you need less caffeine, less coffee or those energy drinks. You don't need all that all day to sustain your energy and your focus. And Magic Mind is offering you, as my listener, 20% off a one-time order or 56% off a monthly subscription, which I recommend because you always have it. You can do 15 or 30 bottles. Drinking it every other day works. Drinking it daily is best. You'll feel the most positive effects, but just try it and go to magicmind.co/Lisa, my first name, to take advantage of the offer. The link will be in the show note and the code is Lisa, my name, magicmind.co/Lisa, code Lisa. For 56% off a monthly subscription or 20% off a single order, and check them out. In this confidence building episode, even think of the things that you do that help you stay in connection to confidence, because I believe confidence, it's always there. We just lose touch with it. And it's a daily practice, I think, to connect with our confidence, which to me is just a deep inner knowing that everything's going well for me. Everything's working out for me. It's my mantra. I have it written down on a sticky note in my wallet. Everything is always working out for me. And I see it when I go to pay for something. And it's a great memory trigger and reminder to write down something that you want to always be in conscious connection with, like everything's working out for you. That's what builds confidence. Your mindset, your mind, the way that you use your mind to connect with thoughts that you want to think over and over, those thought habits become your belief systems. And those belief systems that you hold to be true for you, they influence your actions. And they also attract to you the experiences you're having in your life. You can play with this during your week to see how this actually works in your life. Think of someone that you want to hear from and just think of them the rest of this week and say, hey, I want to hear from you. Reach out to me and watch what happens as you do that every day. And reach out to me. Let me know what happens with you thinking about somebody I want to hear from. I want to hear from this person. And start to notice how things start to manifest that remind you of them. Someone brings them up. You'll see something that makes you think of them. And even them reaching out to you.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Pick something like that to manifest this week and let me know how it goes. Lisa@nolatherapy.com is my email. I want to know. We get to practice these principles and laws and things that govern our universe and our world, the science behind how things are created in our lives and the frequency and the vibration that goes out correlates with what comes back into your life. So if you want your life to be better, think better thoughts and eat healthier foods, drink supplements like Magic Mind to really, really help you to help yourself. And with that, I'm going to wrap it up here and send you all of my love. And I will be with you next week for another episode. Mwah!
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation. option for New Orleans, Los Angeles therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.